downtown New York to grab a piece of cork and join the black hound home to Broadway. Everybody's gonna be dancing on air when they hear him playing Swanee River in Times Square. Every southern lass is gonna cook with gas, and for that southern cooking's okay. And when you hear that march on the slide from
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Ferdo, our great nose-picking producer, Eric Reiner.
I'm not picking anything.
I saw earlier there was one.
No, you're wrong.
All right, maybe it was an itch of the nose.
I'll never do that.
All right. Yeah, I don't either. That doesn't sound like Fred Astaire.
No. Okay, I think that we've got
it's
one more from Fred Astaire a little bit later. That's the only name you know.
Yeah.
This is Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
Did you know that Mickey Rooney used to sing?
I had no idea.
I didn't either. Blackout over Broadway. Babes on Broadway.
Oh, absolutely. Well, good stuff there. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by, and this is also another good thing, is you want some wealth, is Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogashel is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. Arizona time on Break, B-R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. It's breakradioshow.com. Or give them a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
Absolutely.
Oh, I just picked my note.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
I have an itch up
it.
There.
You got an itch.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, luckily you missed it.
See, these things, well, for anyone who's just now tuning in to,
no,
don't eat it.
All right. My.
Careful there.
Let's move on.
All right. For our listeners who
Eric,
are just now joining us, go check out Meerkat.
Yeah,
it's an app on smartphones. You can also view us on your PC. Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. That's our Facebook page where we've got a link to it, and you can
right.
view our video stream. You can find out what happens during the breaks on Breakthrough Entertainment. Some really exciting stuff. All the behind the scenes discussions that happens, you know, whatnot. So very exciting stuff.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know? Why?
Because I'm not in there.
But you could be. You were watching us on Meerkat.
Not really.
Oh, thank you very much. Whatever. All right. But we'll cameo with you in our next segment. We'll see if we can do that. But also go to Meerkat,
yeah.
And we're at Breakthrough Entertainment. So if you're listening to us on in Phoenix on KPHX 1480 AM, or if you're listening to the radio stream, you can see us live like all the people on Meerkat. And we thank everyone for watching us. We thank everyone for listening to us.
Absolutely.
But a couple years ago, about 3 years ago,
what?
Actually on my third show with Breakthrough Entertainment, because
wow.
I came on show two, so it was your fourth show with
okay.
Breakthrough. It was back at that time. It was called Breakthrough Thinking the Magazine.
Something like that.
Yeah. We got to speak with one of our biggest stars of all time, Imogen Poots, and there was a lot of flirting going on.
There was?
Yes, there was a lot of flirting going on well, of course, Dave.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear, Dave's not here right now.
He flirts with everyone.
Yes, Dave flirts with
everyone.
Dave's
not here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I keep saying that.
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. But so we got to speak with Imogen Poots. It was for a movie called A Late Quartet. So I've edited out the Late Quartet specific questions and responses from her. But we talk about Fright Night, various different projects. So right now, we're going to unearth our interview, Breakthrough Entertainment's interview with Imogen Poots.
Well, we're real excited and honored to have a star and a hit of many different films, including V for Vendetta, 28 Weeks Later, Jane Eyre, Fright Night. The list goes on and on. She's only 23. How is that possible? Imogen, did I say that right?
Imogen, I think we'll have to ask her.
Yeah, Imogen Poots, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Well, we are great. Did we pronounce it right, Imogen?
Yeah, you did. That's all good. It could be Imogen or Imogen or what have you.
Wow. That's the first time that Dave's pronounced a name right.
Yeah, I can't believe
Dave
it myself.
And I share the same last name, and he still pronounces
yeah,
my name right.
I don't even get my first name right. So Imogen, or Imogen, I hear you're at a film festival and they're honoring you?
Apparently so, yep. I'm in Napa Valley. And everyone keeps asking me whether I've had wine yet, so I'm feeling the pressure to get involved.
Wow. So there you mean it's like an Academy Award type of thing where you're going to be they're going to announce you as a winner?
Well,
or do you
like,
hope?
It's like a tribute, I suppose. But no, it's gonna be really, really good fun. So it's very sweet of them to have me here hanging out. It's
you know,
good.
By the way, I love your accent.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that sounded like Elvis Presley when you said that. Thank you very much.
Even better.
No, that was I just love English accents. That is so cool. And let me ask you this, and then I know everyone's just dying to ask you questions, but at age 23, that is so young to have so much success.
Is it? I don't know. I feel pretty prematurely middle-aged.
Oh, really?
By this point.
It really is, because if you look at most people, I mean, most people are still wondering what they want to do. Here you have already starred in so many different films. How does that feel to be 23, or do you take it? I mean, how do you take it? What's your perception of yourself?
It's funny in a way, because I guess the last few years have gone by pretty quickly, and each of these experiences can be so transient, so you really want to hold on to them as much as you can. But it's just been a blast, and I feel really, really lucky to be able to do the thing that I love as a job and do it regularly. But it's I completely agree with you. It's a funny place in life, too, and you're still learning so much about the world and about yourself and all these things, and it's great to know that within yourself you're going down the track that you want to be going down, and be able to take part in these projects and see the world this way too. It's very special.
Now, Imogen, the first movie I saw you in, now even though this came after some of your other hits like V for Vendetta and 28 Weeks Later, was Solitary Man with Michael Douglas and Susan Sarandon, Danny DeVito, Mary Louise Parker. Great cast. And I was like, wow, who is that? And you were phenomenal in that.
Thank you.
What was it like, you know, working with that type of cast as well, with, you know, Michael Douglas, Sarandon, Danny DeVito?
Yeah, it was extraordinary. And I'll never ever forget Michael Douglas's generosity to me during that as well, because I remember sort of rocking up in New York like a jet-lagged lamb and not really knowing what was what. But, again, just a really, really great, solid cast, as you said, and just even when I look back to that, that seems a long time ago, but it really wasn't, just a couple years. But just very, very special. And making a film like that in New York was brilliant, because it's a real character within a film like that. You know, it's a small movie, and the guys directing it, two of them, Brian Koppelman and David Levine, I had such respect for them from day one that you therefore trust so much in your fellow actors and your directors that you just end up having a great, great experience.
Now, a different type of movie, obviously, than Fright Night, of course, having to run away from Colin Farrell, who's chasing the guys.
It was so hard.
Yeah, I was going to say. Now, with Christopher Mintz's place, does McLovin follow him around everywhere when you guys are on set? Does everyone still call him McLovin? Or?
No, not at all. That's the thing. When you actually meet Chris, it all goes out the window. It's very upsetting. He's way, way cooler. And it was hilarious working with those guys. They're such a hoot, and it was good times.
You know, I saw 28 Weeks Later, and here's a question I have. You know, that's considered, well, obviously a scary film, a horror film. When you're acting in that, do you at sometimes get so engaged in what you're doing that you think it's real?
I guess you got to some degree, you know, running around London with all these half-decapitated human beings is kind of hilarious. But no, you do have to invest in it, because it is the scary parts of it were really the idea that somewhere as great and such a metropolis as London to be deserted is something that you can relate to any sort of epidemic or kind of tragedy within a society. But there's also another side of it where you suddenly see a zombie with half his face missing, just tucking into like a sandwich, and you're just like, what is going on? Is that ketchup or blood, or what am I putting on my sandwich here? But, it was a hoot and such fun to do that in my hometown as well.
Well, we can relate to that. We just had elections here yesterday. So anyway, another question is on this point, 28 Weeks Later, how long does it take you to sort of wind down from a movie like that, very intense, and to get out of character?
Yeah, it definitely takes a while in terms of scene to scene, because it's such heightened drama. So it certainly takes a while to get down from that. And again, I always look to the director in some sense as the choreographer of your movements and your performance. And that was directed by Juan Carlos Fresnadillo, who is a very, very... he can be very intense and simultaneously very gentle. And so he sort of... I remember when I was just turned 17 when I made that film. So I really looked to him to find guidance in terms of how far you let yourself go and coming back from that again. But it's an important thing to do, I think, to really go there and not be afraid how far you want to push it.
Well, Imogene Poots, we know you have a lot to do today. Good luck at the film festival. They're honoring you in Napa Valley. Well deserved.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And I just love your accent. Would love to have you on again. And we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. And that was Imogene Poots. What a sweet girl. I mean, well, I shouldn't say girl. She's 23, but a sweet young lady. I mean, she sounds so together. And I don't know. I just admire that, you know, when people are so together and take their success in stride. And I bet there's so many great things to come for this young lady.
Well, that's a huge reason why she's already so successful. And, you know, you look over here. I mean, she has a lot more in development I'm seeing here. So there's a lot going on right now with her.
Yeah, and she's been doing great, of course, since that time, even better and better. And so that was bringing back memory lane three years ago or so.
That was really weird. It's like Greg's voice just changed, like aged 3 years.
It did.
Just now. I mean, like in the span of, wow.
I found old.
Wow, that was
interesting. I'm old now. I don't like being old.
Yeah, being 30 is tough. Like, the second you turn 30, like, oh, right please. At midnight, you're like, ugh,
yeah,
I'm tired already.
Well, wait until you're 31.
Oh, man. Oh, are you're there?
I'm 31, yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, you guys always forget my birthday, so that's okay.
That's so, yeah. Wait, when is it?
I'm not going to tell you anymore. Yeah.
Well, then how are we supposed to remember it?
Well, then go back and listen to the archives.
Only way
out.
Get a Facebook page so you can put your birthday on
Facebook.
So I can see.
No, we've got Meerkat. But coming up in our next segment, we're actually going to, in addition to reviewing some other movies, we're going to see if we can cameo with Eric.
We're on number 10, right?
Yes, we are on number 10. I know it keeps falling because all the cords in here, all the additional cords to in order to make Meerkat work and so that our listeners can become viewers.
Oh, okay.
But yes, number 10, well, thanks again to Imogene Poots. Absolutely great in She's Funny That Way. So yes, number 10, Summer Stock, Judy Garland again.
Come on, get happy.
Hey, there we go. Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
come
there.
Hey, hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Yeah.
Something to think about over break is for folks locally, especially, if you know if any of the Spirit Halloween stores are open or somehow know when they're opening.
Give us a call, 602-252-1480.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM. KPHX, we'll be right back.
It's all so on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy. Before the judgment day.